Well, our February heat wave continues. Temperatures today will make it into the mid-80s. We missed the record high by about what we expected yesterday. Missed it by 2 degrees. We hit 84. The record's 86 degrees. Today, we're looking at around 85, 86. The record's 87, so we'll get darn close if we don't make it to the record high temperature. The average is 70 degrees, and only dropping tonight into the upper 50s to low 60s. Very warm temperatures tomorrow and Friday will threaten record highs, perhaps all-time February record highs. 89 tomorrow would easily beat the record of 85 set back in 1962. Friday's high of 87 would miss the record high by just a degree set also in 1962. And then we have a little subtle wind shift for Saturday off the Atlantic. Mentioned this yesterday. It won't be quite as warm. Having said that, it still reaches the low 80s inland and the 70s at the beaches. A wind out of the east and southeast about 10 to 15 miles per hour. But then we go back to an offshore west wind on Sunday, and that sends temperatures back into the mid to upper 80s and very near the record high on Sunday of 88, once again set back in 1962. So the beat goes on, right? When could it and might it come to an end? Well, we have a cold front on the map for Tuesday. So the last day of the month, temperatures are forecast to begin to drop a bit. Not much rain with the front, unfortunately, but more than likely at least a few scattered showers. Temperatures are forecast right now to hit the upper 70s on Tuesday, but it will all come down to the timing of that front. If it's a little slower, it will be a little warmer and the cooler air would lag a little bit. If it's a little earlier, then it could be a little bit cooler, a little faster. It's kind of important, quote unquote. Because if we manage to hit 80 degrees the rest of the month, it would be the most 80-degree temperatures recorded in Jacksonville during the month of February, going back all the way to 1871. And the most on record wasn't very long ago, 5 years ago, when we had 16 80-degree days. So based on our first alert 7-day forecast right now, we would tie that record. But if we manage to hit 80 on Tuesday before that cold front gets here, we would then break the record. And at this point, we might as well break it, right? And it's also interesting to note that in 2018, that was the warmest February on record. It was followed in March by a chilly, chilly month. We had two freezes during the month of March in 2018 after the very warm, and no freezes in the month of February. And we had temperatures that averaged about 6 to 7 degrees cooler than the month of February, despite going into spring, of course. So my point on that, and Rich asked this yesterday, do I think we're out of the woods for a freeze yet? And I would say no. We need to get at least through the next 3 weeks. I always say get through St. Patrick's Day. So we've got a ways to go. And there are indications that the air is going to get cold, or the jet stream is going to shift a little more east and get colder in time. Obviously, we're getting later in the season, so a hard freeze, harder to come by. And the beaches are more than likely out of the woods, but inland areas, not so sure, even though it's been awfully, awfully warm so far. We've also had a real lack of snow cover for most of the eastern and northeastern part of the country over the last 4 or 5 weeks, which lends to typically warmer temperatures here. And that continues to be the case right now, but that could be changing over the next few weeks as well, which makes it easier for colder air to get here. Speaking of snow, It's a pounding for the Midwest and parts of the Rocky Mountains and western U.S. right now. Heavy snow, some freezing rain and sleet. It's not a bad thing. They need the precipitation. And in the mountainous regions, there are many spots that are going to have their reservoirs, if not refilled, darn close by the time we get to spring in areas that were experiencing extreme drought. It's a yin and yang of the atmosphere and the weather, and it's not uncommon. So right now, just a recap of our numbers for the month of February. We are tied for the 7th warmest on record, but with the forecast such as it is, we're likely going to make a run at that warmest February on record, which is 2018. We've had 10 80-degree days, which is tied for 3rd most, with the most being 5 years ago during that very warm February when we had 16 80-degree days. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.